Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The question is on the adhan and whether to face the qibla and whether it's obligation or on its obligation. The adhan, first of all, means the i'lam, and this is the announcement, and this is the legal meaning of it. The Islamic meaning of it is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making a specific announcement involving specific remembrances at the time when salah is due. And it is the ruling on it, it's a collective duty, meaning if it is done by someone, then this lifts its obligation from the rest. And this is due to the hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwayrith, who said, إِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ لَكُمْ أَحَدَكُمْ. When the time is due for salah, then let one of you make the adhan. And the evidence for its obligation upon men is the command of the Prophet ﷺ in several hadiths to perform it, and that he ﷺ continued to do that in travel as well as in residence. So it is a collective duty upon men in travel and in residence. There's difference of opinion about it in terms of its allowability for women. It's not an obligation upon women, but one opinion is that it is, if it is said that it is a sunnah for them to perform the iqama when they gather for the congregation without the adhan, then this may have a merit to that. And this is the saying of our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al Uthaymeen rahimahullah. The scholars of the past, some of them went with the opinion that this is allowable and recommended in one narration, as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah is reported to have said. And in one narration is that the iqama is recommended without the adhan. The iqama is recommended without the adhan. And in some narrations also he mentioned that they are disliked. This is the, as to the facing, from the etiquette of the adhan is to face the qibla because of the action of Bilal himself when he performed the adhan. And that report has been declared hasan by Sheikh Al-Albani due to supporting evidences in Al-Arwa Al-Ghaleel. And Allah, the Most High, knows best.